Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I will say this. I don't know what the number's going to be, Mike, for the college football championship game, but you're getting two of the most storied programs in the history of the sport. And whether you like Notre Dame or you don't, like we don't, and it's no specific reason. I don't have anything against their players or anything. I just feel like, you know, they've always been entitled and have taken advantage. And you know, it is what it is. But I think the number's going to be really good. And it just sucks that, you know, Georgia's not in it. On a personal level, Texas blew their opportunity. I was just talking to Mike Conte. Penn State blew their opportunity, right? But for college football, it's still pretty good. And that's the uniqueness of this, is that it's not a team that everybody's going, why are they even in this? These are two programs, and it might be a blowout, guys. Ohio State is rolling right now. It may be. But, Mike, I think people are going to be really interested to see if Notre Dame can hang. They just played last year. There's a, you know, a little bit of tension there. I think it's going to be really good, man.
Yeah, man. Ohio State, like that was a dogfight with Texas, because Texas is really good, despite, you know, and we'll get into this later. I don't want to, you know, make you miserable, but yeah.
Open that wound, will you?
Woo, that play called in the red zone. Woof, man, it just leaves you scratching your head.
Brutal.
And Ohio State doing the same thing to Texas that they did to Penn State in Happy Valley, just getting those big stops. Just don't know how you expect to go sideways on a front seven as athletic, you know, as Ohio State. I mean, we talked about it in the Oregon game. Ohio State looks like a freaking NFL team on that front seven and their DBs, you know. And then, you know, Texas wide receiver play. Well, I'll get more into this later. But, yeah, getting back to Notre Dame, a lot of folks, I think, feel that this could be, I don't know if it's going to be as bad as what Georgia did to TCU, but a lot of folks are feeling this could be very one-sided. The TV numbers, I was going to save this for Guy Talk, but you do have to understand it's a bit, pardon the pun, apples to oranges when you break down the Orange Bowl. Because remember, guys, the Orange Bowl last year, or the Rose Bowl, the semifinal last year, was a New Year's Day game. So when Alabama played Michigan, that's a, you're at your house on the couch. And the one thing for this, the ratings were down almost 10 million viewers for Penn State, Notre Dame. Now, it's a Thursday night. We've been conditioned to watch NFL football on Thursday nights in prime. So the other thing is the Southeast. Did the Southeast just tune this game out? Because from, let's be honest, from El Paso to Jacksonville, the South was on lockdown. I mean, the South was dealing with a snowstorm, and Thursday night, nobody really tuned in. So that's something to be concerned about. The last time the numbers were actually not that great is when they made the mistake of playing these games on New Year's Eve. Because remember that was a big hullabaloo when Georgia played Michigan?
That's right.
And people say, oh, nobody wants to watch this game on New Year's Eve.
Yep.
Well, the ratings were comparable to that. So I think the viewing habits, we're still getting more familiar with it. We're now extending this thing deep in out. It's NFL time. But for whatever reason, needless to say, now the Ohio State Texas game did have good numbers. Penn State, Notre Dame did not.
That's a good point, Mike. It is. The timing of when they're going to do these games, it's a great point. And listen, nobody expected this storm to be as you know, covering the range of states that it did, right? And you're right. The entire South was concerned about what was going to happen. Either way, we now know who is in the final. We got a lot more to dive into coming up. NFL, 4th and 1 on the way here at the top of the hour. We will talk about the Cowboys' move to not retain Mike McCarthy. But first,
coming up in 3 minutes,
what's next for the Falcons as the offseason begins? We're going to tell you. Stay right there. Let's get to the daily download.
Story number one.
NFL playoffs, guys, and he was terrible. Justin Herbert, 4 interceptions, Mike, against the Texans. And we talked about those dogs, like dogs all over these NFL playoffs. Kamari Lassiter is one of them, and he also picked off Justin Herbert.
Herbert fakes the give, rolls out to the right, throws back to the left side, and Lassiter has the pick at the 10-yard line. Plucked it out of the air. INT for Kamari.
Is he overrated? Justin Herbert, Is he overrated?
Well, two ways to look at this. In the second half, he had to start pushing, and he made some bad throws. But in the first half, they should have been up 14-0. You know, because I didn't bet this game, but I did, at least not on the air, I did bet this game in my private life, if you must know. And I just felt that the Chargers blew opportunity after opportunity, and they really got to go get some help. They got some receivers that are, you know, let's be honest, they're not named Ladd McConkey, they're just worthless. But they dropped balls, they made a lot of mistakes, they had penalties, and they just kept shooting themselves in the foot. They really should have been up big. And then once, you know, C.J. Stroud, right, that score before half, energized the Texans. Defense was playing downhill, and then Herbert started making those mistakes you're talking about.
No doubt. Lamar and company win, and I cannot wait. I'm telling you right now. Sunday evening, 6:30, that game next week is going to be great. Bills and Ravens. And Lamar was asked about rooting. You know, are you rooting for anybody? Do you want to play anybody? Here's what he said.
Nobody.
How do you feel about possibly having to go out on the road if the Broncos don't win?
I'm not rooting for nobody. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. We've been on the road all season. You know, we ready. I believe our guys ready. But it starts Monday. We don't know who we playing right now.
All they know now is the Bills. Woo! Guys, they ran for 199 yards. 199 yards. That is impressive, Mike, against a team that knows them really well in the Steelers. Lamar had 81 of those. Obviously, Derrick Henry, 180 yards. It was big. Everybody's talking about Mike Tomlin and whether it's time for him to go. Here's what he said about Russell Wilson coming back.
You know, I'm not ready to, you know, take a big picture approach. You know, I'm really assessing what happened today, man, and I'm certainly appreciative of their efforts tonight. But I can say that largely for the entire season. They're three quality people at the quarterback position, man, and really appreciate what they poured into this.
Yeah, it sounds like a no.
Yeah, and I know that it's sort of been a slow boil on this. It started last year, and I think a lot of folks in Pittsburgh are like, can you live in a world without Tomlin? I don't know. I mean, did you guys get deja vu with Arthur Smith's offense with us? I mean, granted, we had a rookie quarterback in Desmond Ridder, but, you know, at times, you know, Russell Wilson just lost the mojo. The Ravens were basically in total control of that game. You never really had a feeling that the Steelers were going to make a mount to charge. You know, I know that Pickens, you know, we know what he's capable of, but it just, yeah, they just don't seem to have the dudes. You know, T.J. Watt, they've got individuals, but they just don't scare you. Pittsburgh, you can't lose five games in a row at the end of the season. I think there's a major problem.
No, I agree.
Good quality people.
Yeah, I hear you, Mike. You're right, Mike, because if this was us, everybody would say, what's wrong? What's going on? And it was us for a section of the season. To your point about Arthur Smith, and I don't know if this was a jab or not, but when your star wide receiver says this, it makes you wonder. He was asked, and I'm talking about Pickens, George Pickens, about being optimistic moving forward with the offense. Listen to this.
Yeah, I've seen signs of growth for sure. From past, you know, the first year I've been here, just way more growth for sure.
Does that make you optimistic going forward?
Nah.
How can you not be optimistic unless, Mike, you have an issue with what's going on?
Well, you got to also consider the source. George is a guy now. I can hear guys right now. Get off his back. Like, he's a bit of a malcontent, for better or for worse, he doesn't have that let me take one for the team and just give an adult answer to a question, which now he doesn't. And so people just go, there you go.
You're right.
But I just don't think is that the conduit for your entire offense? Is George Pickens a guy that, I don't know, where his head's at half the time?
Nah.
It's Dukes and Bell. It's our daily download, guys, brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. Sean Payton said the loss is on him as the Broncos get demolished by the Bills 31-7. Here's the Broncos head coach.
We didn't do nearly well enough. Time of possession shoot was heavily tilted in their favor. We struggled consistently, whether it was third downs or running the football. And then, you know, we never really had an answer to stop their running game. It starts with me, and it's always a tough pill to swallow, especially when it's a postseason game. But the second half, you know, we just didn't play well enough.
Yeah, Mike, but the fact that they got to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix, that most people, including me, did not believe that he was going to be this good.
And Bo Nix, if you didn't see, they had an amazing first drive, and really, then nothing good really happened after that. And then, unfortunately, you know, Buffalo, and this is the great debate. We'll get into this a little bit later. I mean, everybody is all over, including everybody I seem to hear, like Tony Romo and Nance, just all over Josh Allen as opposed to Lamar Jackson. Now, look, he's accounted for 40 touchdowns between on the ground and the air. He's rushed for 12. Lamar, ironically known for his legs only rushed for 4 touchdowns, but then Lamar Jackson's thrown for 41 touchdowns, just 4 picks. So, maybe you could split the baby and have a co-MVP. I think that would be fair and equitable. But, yes, the argument for Josh is he's doing it with less at the skill positions than Lamar is with Baltimore. That seems to be the argument.
Yeah, I just think that they're very close. There's no debating it. I mean, like, you could close your eyes and take either guy and say they both are deserving. But I just think it's Lamar's award. 41 touchdowns, Mike?
Josh
had 28 during the regular season.
He's been MVP twice. As I said, you had his 12 rushing. He's got 40 touches, but still Lamar's got more. He rushed for 4. He's got 45 touchdowns. And the irony there is if you go back and look at his MVPs, Lamar Jackson has eclipsed the years he's already won the most valuable player.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. Hey, one other thing about the NFL, then we'll get to story two, and that is Dan Quinn talking about his quarterback. Here's the deal with Jaden Daniels. He's got it. You see it. I tell you guys all the time, it doesn't take long. He's got whatever it is that the great ones have. Now, will he sustain it, Mike? Will he win multiple Super Bowls? I don't know all of that. What I do know is, check this out. This is their 7th win of the season on the last play of the game. That's quarterbacking, getting you there, and putting you in position to win. Here's Dan Quinn talking about him.
Jaden certainly is a big factor in that. I think if he had his heart rate monitor on in mind, they would not be the same in the game. And his stays pretty consistently good. Sometimes I'm like the duck. If you just saw the feet going under the water, it's good. But he really is into that space exceptional.
Yeah, man, I know as a fan now, I had no skin in the game. You know, a divisional rival, maybe I'll root for the Commanders over the Bucks. I thought the Baker Mayfield touchdown to Mike Evans was unbelievable. He throws it right over the helmet of the linebacker. I mean, just talk about pinpoint. But then Jaden Daniels doing the things he does. And that's the ultimate weapon. Both these guys can run the ball, but Jaden Daniels just taking you right up to the line, sucks you in. We talked about the Bucks having to put 2 spies on it at a couple of sequences, which just kind of gets everything out of their defensive alignment. And, yeah, man, this is a fun team to watch. And I know that D.C., I don't know if you're from there or whatever, those are some of the most long-suffering fans. There's a couple of teams you could pull for. Certainly the Detroit Lions fans deserve it. Buffalo's, you know, been kicked in the cod so many times. And then the Washington fans. I don't know how far the Commander's going to go, but it's fun.
I totally agree.
Story number 2.
Hey, the Hawks got postponed over the weekend because of the snow Mike was talking about. Obviously, they were supposed to play Saturday. That game's going to be made up against the Rockets. We do not know when. The NBA will make that game up, though, Mike. The good news is things are back to normal. Most of you, again, on the roads. Things are fine. And they will take on Phoenix tomorrow at home. So Kevin Durant and company, Mike, they just played them on the road. Tomorrow, pregame at 7, tips at 7:30 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But they get back at it, and then they are on the road at Chicago on Wednesday. So Hawks back in action, but those tickets, by the way, will still be good for that Rockets game whenever that game is made up.
I know that we kind of the West Coast swing. Sometimes you take one in the shorts, and that's kind of what happened to this most recent trip. The Phoenix game was kind of lackluster, if we're honest. Some of those losses would be attributed to not having Jalen Johnson out there. But other than Trey hitting that half court against Utah, there was a lot of meh on that road trip.
No doubt. Hey, let's get to story number 3.
Story number 3.
We started off the show talking about it, and we will continue to talk about it. The firing of Jimmy Lake after one season with our Atlanta Falcons and defensive line coach Jay Rogers. Now the search is on. And it's funny because Mike, Jeff Olbrich has been in the building. He was here with Dan Quinn, for those who don't remember. Robert Saleh, allegedly a candidate. Guys, he's interviewing for head coaching jobs, by the way. So if he gets offered a head coaching job, he's not going to be a DC anywhere. He's going to take the head coaching job if he gets offered.
What does he say, by the way, about the Jets experience? I probably ceded too much control to, or the perception I gave too much control to Aaron Rodgers.
I agree. Yes. Yeah. And we don't know what the Jets are going to do, but everybody's saying around the league, like, they are probably going to cut bait with the new general manager because, Mike, if it was us, let's just say if I was you were the general manager and I was the coach. We come in and we go, we're going to win for a season with Aaron Rodgers, and then what?
Yeah, you got to – even if you feel like bringing in a rookie quarterback, I think you just have to just hit turn the page, trust your scouting, hope you got it right. Sounds like another general manager I know. And then move on from the vet. And I think the other question is, where does Aaron Rodgers go? But getting back to Salah, there's a level of dysfunction at that level in New York with that team. We know that. I just thought, you know, it seemed like the pressure had gotten to Salah at times. So take a year off, you reinvent yourself as a DC, you get back in the cycle next year.
Yeah, and he's in the cycle. He is going to interview for the Jags job as we speak, coming up this week. Hey, last but not least, as we get to the Daily Download, guys, Mike McCarthy is out as the Cowboys coach. Apparently, it didn't have to do with money. It had to do with years. He wanted a longer period of time to attempt to get this right and build it the way it needs to be built back. Mm. They are lacking a lot, and they could not come to terms, Mike. So Jerry said, thank you very much. Mike McCarthy says, I'm moving on. And I'm going to tell you guys, I think he gets hired soon. He is now out there, and there are a lot of teams that want a guy like this to work with their quarterback. Mike, he worked with Brett Favre. He worked with Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. He started his career. The first quarterback he ever worked with was a guy named Joe Montana when he was a young guy. This guy understands that, and there are a lot of teams right now that are looking for it. I think Mike McCarthy gets hired pretty quickly.
I mean, I always think of Holmgren as the guy that developed Brett Favre, but you're right. He was there as well. I just think, you know, if you are the Bears, it's not the sexiest hire, but you've got to get Caleb Williams. If you're a Bears fan, I need Caleb Williams to be what Jaden Daniels is. I need him to be what all these other elite quarterbacks already are. And you're kind of like a year behind because you went. You probably should just blown out Eberflus. That's neither here nor there.